For records of 5 new stars in 5 months, see Popular Astronomy, March, 1920. Many of the so-called new stars have been sudden flares of faint old stars. Upon this Earth there have been sudden flares in volcanic craters that were dormant, or that were supposed to be extinct. And it was not by collision. Nothing came along and knocked against them. Apart from our expressions upon organic suppress ions, it is easy enough to understand one aspect of the origin of the present astronomical doctrine. It was in a time of mathematicians, to whom astronomical observations were secondary. The only one of these earlier ones who was an industrious observer, Tycho Brahe, gave his opinion that this Earth is stationary. The rest of them did little observing, and spent their time calculating. Nowadays new stars are seen often, but, for 178 years, the calculators saw not one of them. In their time it was considered crude, or vulgar, to see. Mentality always has been bullied by snobbery. In the times of the founders of astronomical dogmas, observations were sneered at, and were called empiricism. Any way that is not the easiest way always is held in contempt, until competition forces harder methods. The easiest of all affectations is the aristocratic pose, if by aristocracy we mean minimization of doing anything. There's a coarseness to anybody who works. Give this a thought, he might sweat. Amateurs, out in their backyards, see, with their little spyglasses, much that the professionals miss, but they catch colds. When a backyard amateur, like W.F. Denning, reports something, that represents patience and snuffling. Denning blew his nose, and kept his eyes open. The inmates of observatories, when not asleep, are calculating. It's easier on brains, and it's easier on noses. Back in times when little boys were playing hopscotch and marbles, and had not yet taken up the new sport of giving astronomers astronomical information, or in those times when only astronomers were attending somewhat to astronomical matters, and when therefore changes in stars were unheard of, arose the explanation of vast distances, to account for unobserved changes. The look is that stars do not change positions relatively to one another for the same reason that Vesuvius and Etna do not. Or there are very slight changes of position, just as relatively to each other Vesuvius and Etna change, but no star has ever been seen to pass over any other star, any more than has Vesuvius ever been seen sailing in the sky over Etna. Other changes of stars that are said to be so far away that changes of position cannot be seen, have been noted. For a discussion of stars that have disappeared, see Nature, 99-159. For a list of about 40 missing stars, see Monthly Notices, RAS, 77-56. This list is only supplementary to other lists. Upon March 14, 1912, the newspapers told that the discovery of a new star had been announced by the Kiel Observatory, Germany. No reader of newspapers, of that time, would suppose otherwise than that vigilant astronomers, at least worth their keep, knew when a new star appeared. Early in the morning of March 11, earthquakes of unusual intensity were recorded at many places in the United States. At Harvard University, the calculators announced that the center of the quake was in the West Indies, or Mexico. Newspaper readers, if they paid any attention, were properly impressed with this ability of intellectuals in Massachusetts to know what was going on in the West Indies, or Mexico. But newspapers the next day told of a quake, upon the 11th, of Triangle Island, off Vancouver, BC, and of nothing in either the West Indies or Mexico. At Victoria, BC, it was calculated that the center of the quake was in the Pacific Ocean, 400 miles westward. The same readers, forgetting just where the calculators of Harvard had placed the quake, thought it marvelous how the scientists can know these things. Sometimes distant skies turn black with the shadows of disasters. Had this quake centered in a densely populated region, we'd have another datum of a distant fall of probably volcanic material, about the time of a catastrophe. Upon the day of the quake, black water fell from the sky, near Colmar, about 30 miles from London, Jouy. Med. SOC, 38-275. The rain was not muddy, but was like diluted ink. Somebody thought that it was soot from London. Somebody else thought not, pointing out that, if this were so, ink, not much diluted, would often fall in London. The night of the 12th, the astronomers of this Earth's observatories were calculating. Wherever the town of Dombås, Norway, is, the astronomers of Kiel, Germany, were disturbed by a telegram. It was from an amateur, named Ennebo, telling that there was a new star in the constellation Gemini, and that it was visible without a telescope. Astronomers in other parts of this Earth were notified. They looked up from what they considered astronomical matters, and saw what the amateur had discovered. In November, 1913, an astronomer photographed a part of the constellation Sagittarius. I don't know what his idea was. Perhaps simply and somnambulically he photographed, and had no ideas. 6 years later, somebody found out that he had photographed a new star. Then other photographs were examined. Astronomers are pretty keen at detecting something that has been pointed out to them, and they learned that they had photographed this star, rising from 10th to 7th magnitude, between the 21st and the 22nd of November. Wanted something by way of data for us. Like every other theorist, we find just that. Nature, 94-372 that, 7 days after the maximum of this new star, an afterglow, which can be attributed to no known volcanic eruption upon this Earth, was seen in the sky in Italy, France, Belgium, and England. April 25, 1917 A professional astronomer photographed a new star, magnitude 6.5, in the constellation Hercules. The next day there was a disastrous earthquake in Italy. Upon May 1, a great quake perhaps in the constellation Hercules whereabouts unknown to this Earth scientists was registered by this Earth seismographs, Nature, 99-472. Domes of observatories look like big snail shells. Architectural symbolism. It took the astronomers about 3 years to learn that they had photographed the new star in Hercules, Pop Astro, March, 1920. If newspaper editors were like astronomers, they'd send out photographers, rather busily, and, perhaps years later, if they could condescend from journalism into doing some newspaper work, they'd examine plates. They'd tell of a fire that had occurred long before. They'd write up some fashion notes upon the modes in their readers' childhood. Like dealers in stale stars, they'd wonder at a lack of public interest. Upon March 6, 1918, black rain fell from the sky, in Ireland, Simons Med. Mag. 53-29. If our preconceptions so direct, we relate this occurrence with smoky discharges from factory chimneys of South Wales, or somewhere else in Great Britain, and it is better that we do not ask why black rains are not common near Pittsburgh. Or we note that the next night there was in the sky a crimson appearance that worried many communities in Europe and North America. For a week there were, in the newspapers of New York and London, descriptions of this glare, and comments upon it. People thought that there was a great fire somewhere. I give data for thinking that there may have been a volcanic eruption somewhere. March 6th, the fall of black rain. March 7th, the glare in the sky. March 9th, down upon this earth fell dusts in volumes that were proportional to the glare. See Amer. Jure. Sci. Monthly Weather Review, and Sci. America, of this period. There was a fall of dust in Wisconsin, and in Michigan, and there was a fall of dust in Vermont. These falls, so far apart in Ireland, in western states, and in Vermont look like what is called indication of an origin somewhere beyond this earth. There is no findable record of any disturbance upon this earth, by which to explain. No new star was reported, but there may have been a stellar eruption in a part of the daytime sky, reflecting in a glare, at night. There may have been relation with an occurrence in June. In the meantime, there were several remarkable glares in the sky. Early in the evening of June 8, of this year 1918, two men, one of them in Madras, India, and the other in South Africa, looked up at the sky, and saw a brilliant new star in the constellation Aquila. Each of them notified an observatory, which had not been observing. Evening of the 8th Harvard University Observatory notified by an amateur. The astronomers of Harvard had seen nothing new, but telegram after telegram came to them from other amateurs. Whatever else the astronomers of Lick Observatory were doing, I don't know. They were probably calculating. But they, too, were receiving telegrams, and when told, by amateurs, to look up at the sky, and see a new star, they looked up at the sky, and saw the new star. CPUBS. Astro. SOC. Pacific, August, 1918. Besides the amateur in Madras, an amateur in northern India notified the observatories, Nature, 102-105. English Mechanic, August 9. Professionals of New Zealand notified by an amateur. In Nature, 101-285, is published a list of amateurs, who, in England, had reported this new star to official centers of unobservation. There is only one record of a professional astronomer, who, without information from amateurs, saw this new star. One of the astronomers of Greenwich Observatory had looked up at the sky, and had seen this new star. Nature, 101-285 that he had seen it, but had not recognized that it was a new star. One of the amateurs who saw it, and recognized it, was a schoolboy named Raga, London Times, June 21. The Lisbon Observatory was notified by a boy, aged 14, Observatory, 41-292.